Extension!
Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com. You can't have any pudding! No. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? Anyway, it's Brock. It's Hunter. Welcome to it. And we got to get right to it.
Out of all things, pudding, huh?
Yeah, that is weird. It's weird. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and the new Michelob Ultra organic seltzer. How about that? Oh, yeah.
Pretty damn good. Must say. Let's kick it off with some scores, man. NBA last night, Pacers beat the Pistons 111-95. Tonight, Detroit going to be in Boston at 8 o'clock. Clippers going to be in Chicago at 8. Saturday's games, Indiana and Atlanta at 7:30. Tomorrow on Saturday and Sunday, New Orleans going to be in Detroit at 7 o'clock.
Now it's
some NBA over the weekend.
New Orleans.
NHL last night, Predators beat the Red Wings 3-2. The Blue Jackets beat the Blackhawks 6-5. Saturday's games, Red Wings going to be in Nashville at 8 o'clock. Blue Jackets over in Chicago playing your Blackhawks at 8 o'clock. NCAA men's college basketball. There are going to be some games played today, tomorrow, and Sunday, but the most important one I'm going to be talking about is Sunday. Michigan's going to be in Wisconsin at 1 o'clock. Finally, Michigan back on the court after their absence from the coronavirus scare there. They were basically in quarantine for, what, 14 days, 14 games? Or I can't remember how long it was, but seems like it's been forever. Michigan actually getting bumped up to number 3 even after not playing those few games. So March Madness coming up, which is still being played, and hopefully your Wolverines can continue to play the way you've been playing.
They've done well. Some of the other sports have suffered, but basketball, they're looking tough, man.
Mm-hmm. They need something. You know, like the football was so bad. It's like there's no way that the basketball could be bad.
Just give us
something. Worse than the football.
God, please.
You know?
I like it.
How about this news? Golf and pro football together in one story this morning.
Oh.
Report swirling that organizers of The Match, which features pro golfers and athletes golfing together on TV, they are doing their best to get Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady to participate in the next match. It would, of course, be a rematch of this year's Super Bowl. Maybe not the chance for Mahomes to totally avenge his loss, but maybe a little bit. Here's the thing. I don't see it happening. It's almost like too soon. And if you guys have seen like any research after the game.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, let's give Mahomes at least a few months. All right.
You know,
that was a hard loss right there. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What Mahomes? So when the QBs met in the center of the field and Mahomes he said something like, you're a true champion or something. And Brady was like, same to you, blah, blah, blah. You're a stud or something in that regard.
Yeah.
But that was it, dude. That was it. They like barely looked at each other too. You know, I think there is. I don't think they don't not like each other, but they both know they got to compete with each other and they can't be best friends in that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I got a few more stories, but I'm going to save them till next hour, so we're going to end with that. So,
I like it.
You know, it's sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107. Morning show with Brock and Hunter. Hey, hey. Bye, bye, bye. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
I think I remember the dance. Don't you do something with your hand?
Yes, you do, but you're the worst dancer I know, so don't try it. You're going to hurt yourself, man. Damn you, NSYNC. I pulled a muscle dancing to you. It's 6:23. We got to keep her moving here. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, organic seltzers, so you can enjoy those.
NBA last night, Pacers beat the Pistons 111-95. Tonight, Detroit going to be in Boston at 8 o'clock. Clippers going to be in Chicago at 8. NHL, Predators beating the Red Wings 3-2. The Blue Jackets beating the Blackhawks 6-5. Saturday, Red Wings going to be in Nashville playing the Predators at 8 o'clock. Blue Jackets going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks 8 o'clock. Real quick, NCAA men's basketball last night. Obviously, Illinois-Michigan postponed, but Michigan playing Sunday. Michigan, Wisconsin, 1 o'clock. It's their first game back off a hiatus from the old Coroni. And going into the tournament, they get to play a few games. Hanging at number 3. So even though they didn't play any games, they got bumped up a little bit there. So good luck to you Wolverines out there.
Yes, you know, they need something because, let's be honest, it was a rough football year for them.
So. Oof, rough is that's a light note right there. It was more than rough. It was terrible. Olympics. The Olympic organizers still trying to get the 2020, now 2021 summer games going. Ideally in Tokyo, where the games were supposed to be held last year. If the Olympics are held in Tokyo, there will be 33 pages of new rules. There will be lots of testing for coronavirus. There will also be no hugs, no high fives, no kissing, no scratching, no humping. Athletes who have worked their entire lives to compete in these Olympics could be kicked out of events for socializing and shaking hands. So stay tuned. They ain't messing around in the old Olympics, especially when it's, you know, the whole world coming together.
Yep.
You'd be very careful with that. Hockey news. A hockey team in Canada is doing their best to reduce the risk of coronavirus by living in the arena for an entire season. The Red Deer Rebels up in Alberta will start their 24-game season at the end of the month and will set up camp in the stadium suites, which will be empty, of course, because, well, nobody, no fans at the games. But straight up bunking up with your teammates in the suites. Golf news, just to end this, golf and pro football. Reports swirling that the organizers of The Match, which features pro golfers and athletes golfing together on TV, are doing their best to get Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady to participate. It would, of course, be a rematch of this year's Super Bowl, but maybe a chance for Mahomes to redeem himself a little bit, but I don't see it happening. Personally, Brock, we talked about it last hour.
Just give him a couple months, soon. Man. Yeah, just a little. And again, they're all athletes. They get it. And there's mutual respect amongst them. But Mahomes still lost, all right? And he's still going to be salty after, you know, working hard all season and losing. I mean, anyone would
still
be.
Lost the biggest game of his life. Just let him hang out for a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's cordial between those two. But I don't, you know, after that game, I think it's going to be pretty competitive from here on out.
Oh,
between
for sure.
Those two.
For
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mahomes has a lot to prove. Everyone's talking about if there's anyone who's going to touch Tom Brady's record, Mahomes right now is the best candidate for it. I don't know if it ever will happen again in the sport. We'll see. But he's the guy that's got the time to do it and the talent and the team and the coach to do it. So we'll see. We'll see.
You know what's wild about Mahomes? I wonder how many games has he lost in his life? Like, that was a handful of games he's lost in his life.
Yeah.
It's one wild them, to think about.
One of them already being a Super Bowl. Like, I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's your sports this morning on a Friday.
Good enough for me, man. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.